Okay, this is a Benish Chai, Parshas Truma. Okay, it says, Shana Rishona, the first year. Vasita Menorah Zahav Tahor. Says in that parasha, you should make a menorah of Zahav Tahor, pure gold, nearly B'siyata Dishmaya. It seems to me, with the help of heaven, menorah is a rem, is a hint, L'tfilat Ha'amida. To the Shemona Esrei. The Yadua, it's a known thing, Shetfilat HaAmida, the Tfilah of Amida, He Sod HaMenorah, is the secret, it's in the menorah. Echad, one, mitikune hashchina, one of the tikune, he doesn't mean fixing, it means the hashpa'ot, the influence of the shchina. Like we know in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the Ner HaMaravi in the menorah was first lit, and it was always still alight when it came the next day. And the Gemara says, there was a raya, this is a showing, the Shechina Sharui B'Klal Yisrael, the Shechina dwells with Klal Yisrael. Okay, Kaniska Le'el, like we said above, in the Hakdama of Parshas B'Shalach, it's necessary for the menorah to be made with zahav tahor, pure gold. Loshen zach, something pure. Belo ta'ut, has to be something clear without any mistakes. Miksha te'aseh et ha-menorah, has to be made in one whole unit. Rotza lomah, chibu echad, our tefillah has to be chibu echad, one connected tefillah. Shelo yafsik, there won't be any hafsakas, there won't be any interruptions. Betoch tefillah ta'amida, in the middle of our tefillah, afilu b'davar shekedusha, even in something of kedusha like kaddish. Right? So it's saying that it has to be zahav tahor, has to be a loshen zach, a tefillah has to be a clear and pure loshen. That's why the Bayim Menorah, it says zahav tahor, has to be mixture. So we just said that the tefillah has to be something with a clear, pure loshen, like zahav tahor, has to be mixture, has to be one complete unit, without any hafsaka, without any interruption. And this is the representation, the menorah represents the hashrat shechina, and that's what tefillah is, the hashrat shechina, that we're lifnei hamelech, the shechina is in front of us, we're davening lifnei hamelech, we're connecting to that shechina. That's how the menorah connects to the Shechina. It's the place of the Hashrat Shechina, of the connection to the Shechina. Now it says, Hen Yerecha. So it says like the Yerecha, the branches, Hen Tachanunim. These are our supplications. She'ome Acha Tefillah. Right? The Yerecha that we mentioned after the Tefillah. Ben Yehi Ratzon, between the Yehi Ratzon HaRishon, that we say, right? Just before we say Elokai Nitzo Harishon, Ubein Yiratzon Hasheni, between the second Yiratzon, Hen Kane. Right? That Yerecha is with the Tachonunim that we say between those two places. Hen Kana, or the branches, the Yerecha is like the middle branch, or the Kana. No, sorry. So the Yerecha is the base, and the Kana is the, this is Rashi explains, Kana is the middle branch that comes out. And that Kana, so the Yerecha is the base, that's the Tachanunim. Now, why he says that Yerecha is the Tachanunim, I'm not sure. Why is that considered the base of the menorah? Maybe the base of our tefillah is the supplications we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't know, I don't understand it so well. So, just wanted to say that maybe because this part of our tefillah comes from our heart, so it's the basis of our whole tefillah. It says, Hen Kana, the Kana, that's the branch, the middle branch, and also the branch is coming out. I'm not sure which ones he's referring here. Is Kol Bracha Bracha, Nechshevet LeKana Echad, is considered one Kana, Ki Hi Mechuvenet Keneged Sphira Echad. It's against one specific sphira. Kenoda, as is known, Hakol Tzrichim Liyot Chibu Echad. They all have to be one chibu, connecting this one to the other, one connection. Bilti hefsek bintayim. There can't be any hefsek between each brach and brach. There have to be one chibu. Va'ama, because it's all the spheres connecting in the menorah, right? He's explaining a very deep concept here. He says that you have the sphere of chesed, and of gvura, of din, of tiferes, etc. All the spheres, the seven lower spheres, are all connected in one thing in the menorah. Right? It's one sphere. It's one like connecting. He's going to maybe explain later. Parts of one like big connecting concept, right? Of the hanhaga, the lower hanhaga of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Klapi Klal Yisrael. There's a high hanhaga. Menorah represents a low hanhaga. That's why it's six branches with them, right? Bintayim. Should be in Hefsek Bintayim. But Amar Ot. It says further. Gviyeha kaftoreha ufracheha. It's gviot, it's kaftorim, it's like it's the ball thing, and ufracheha, it's prachim, it's flowers. Mimena iyu, from it will come. Vahainu gviyeha. Elu hatevot habrachot. Those are the words of the brachot shel hatfila, of the davening. Gvier represents the words. Ki haotiyot shel tevot, the letters of the words of the Amida, hem sod kelim, they're the vessels. Asher yitmal'u orot, will be filled with the light of the tefila, mikoach hamachshava, through our thoughts, HaKadusha, our holy thoughts, Shel HaMitpalo, the person davening. I.e., these Gvi'im, which represent the Tevot, are going to be filled with the Machshava of our holy thoughts, our Machshava Kadosha, and they fill these Kalim of the menorah, Kenoda, as it's known. Ve'ein Adam Rashai LaHosif, and a person is not allowed to add Brocha B'Brocha Tatfila. You can't add to the 19 brachas of Shemona Esrei, another bracha, she'ena mi'inyan tikkun hatfila, which isn't part of the hashpa, the influence of the tefila. The ma'ase hosifu, that what was added, bizman Rabban Gamliel, bracha l'malshinim, the 19th bracha, right, against those malshinim, ze haya mitikkun hatfila, that's considered the order of the tefila. This bracha was a very, very high bracha. It was keneged sfirat haketa. Right? All the brachas have keneged all the 10 spheres. This was keneged sfirat haketa. Kenoda, as was known. Right? Because the pagam of Malshinim is a very, very big pagam. And that's why the keneged that is the tikkun of the tefillah, the dibu of tefillah, which is keneged Tfila Saketa, the Midas Saketa, right? Shalot Tiknu Anshe Knesset Gdola. They didn't fix this. Anshe Knesset Gdola connect the bracha Tfila against this a bracha in the Tfila. Bipnei Sheoto Zman, that time Lo Haya Tzarech Lo Tikun. It didn't need to be fixed against the Manchinim. Kenod, as is known. Nimsa Shigviyeha, the Gviyim Elu Otiyot. These represent the letters, the tevot, and words, shel habracha. Tzrichim, they need, liot mimena, they have to be from the tefillah itself. They can't be something that we add. It has to be from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, kloma. Me'inyan tikkun tefillah, they have to be the influence of the tefillah, they have to be how the Anshei Knesset HaGdola metaken it. The kaftorea, and these like kaftorim, these like ball type things. Remez lemachshavat filatfila. That's a hint of the thoughts that a person has when he's davening. Ki amachshava shel adam, the thoughts of a person, he b'mochastima. Mochastima literally means the moch which is enclosed in a person. Kedimian hakafto, like the concept, the idea, the like a kafto shehu, like this circle, this ball shehu ke'en. Tapuach hasatum. It's like a tapuach, like an apple which is closed, like a circle which is closed. Lechen kafto is a remez, is a hint, lemokam machshava, which is closed in a person, it's not seen. Mochastim is a very high level machshava. It's the machshava that comes after the rotzen, after keta. It's the gilui of keta, that means the very high level machshava, and therefore it's nistam in a person, it's hidden in a person. And that level of machshava is being, that's what the Be'er Shai says, being revealed aspects of it in our tefillah. So when you're learning about free will, the place of a person's bechira, right, the guf or the yetzahara, I mean the yetzahara is a spiritual thing, but the guf, the rotzen of the guf is to fill its physical. The rotzen of the neshama is to connect to the spiritual. That part, the deep rotzen is to be one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a deep rotzen. But the rotzen that we, so to speak, feel, the first gili of that rotzen is in mochastima, right? So when we're davening, right, that part of that rotzen, which is the most tangible part of the rotzen, which is still hidden for us, that's the rotzen that we're davening with, so to speak. That's the rotzen which is being mitgale in our tefillah, which is being revealed in our tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. That a person's tefillah is to bring out that higher rotzen in his lev. That's why it's avodah shalev. When a person's davening, there's a tshuka, there's a desire. The same as when a person's eating, chas v'shalavdil, there's a tshuka, there's a desire, there's a rotzen. Rotzen comes from rats. Means there's you're rats towards something, you're moving towards something quickly, right? So when you're davening, the rotzen is to be a gilui of the mochastima, the gilui of his higher rotzen. You with me? V'lachein, mm-hmm. We said that. The kaftor is remez lemokom ha-machshava, the place, is a hint, the place of thinking. Gam kan, also here, tzarech shetiye machshavto shel adam, has to be the thought of a person, bedivrei ha-tfila. Has to be his rotzen, has to be a gilui of his tefillah, dafka. Ve'eino rashai, he's not allowed lachshav betoch ha-tfila, afilo machshava shel terah or mitzvah. He shouldn't even think of terah or mitzvah, has to be just on tefillah. That's his avodah shebelev. What it's happening is the gilui of this higher rotzen, that this will be mamlich in his lev. This will be his ikar rotzen. That's what tefillah does to a person. Tefillah is mamlich his lev with his higher rotzen. That's why it's an avodah shebelev. It's avodah to bring this higher rotzen into his ruach, into his lev. Understand? And be mamlich his lev with his higher rotzen. Mm-hmm. It dominates, your higher rotzen has dominion on your lower rotzen, i.e. your lave, your higher rotzen is what shlol it on your lave. That's how avodas tefillah. That's why it can't have any other rotzonus. Because to be mamlich something means it has to have complete dominion at the time of the tefillah. El etzare shiye mimen, it has to be from it, from this higher rotzen. Rotzen amah, mi'inyan ha-tefillah. The rotzen has to be mi'inyan ha-tefillah, from like his tefillah. From the tefillah itself, Shuhu mitpalde. He is now davening. That means if he's a specific bracha, his rotzen on that specific bracha, his thought on that specific bracha is what has to be revealed now in his tefillah. Ufracheha. Now it says, and these the flowers that come out right in the menorah in this kane, zet tosefit dvarim, because prache is that which comes out. Those are the added words. Shenitnu Chazal reshut laadam. Chazal gave a person permission, losif betoch ha-tfilah, to add in his tefillah. Ach b'tnaya, only has a condition, sheyosif dvarim b'chol brocha me'ena brocha. Like in Rufa'enu, you can add the brocha of tefillah of people you want to pray for, to have refuah shleima, to be healthier. It has to be in each brocha and brocha, or brocha of barachaleinu, barachenu, that's going to be a brocha of parnasa, right? So each brocha, you have to say me'ena brocha. Uleze ama, and that's what it says by the menorah. It says, mimena yu. The pracheya, mimena yu, will come from the menorah, from the tefillah. It has to be me'en, the same tefillah. Va'or ama, and further it says, v'shisha kanim yotzim mitzidea. Six kanim go out from its side. Shlosha kanei ha-menorah. Three kanei of the menorah. Mitzidea echad, from one side of the menorah. V'shlosha kanei menorah, and three kanim of the menorah, mitzida sheni, from the other side. Right? Ramaz b'zeh, it's hinted here, al pi mashe ketav Rabbeinu Arizal, according to what the Arizal says, v'seifa kavanot, in the seifa kavanot, the shlosha brachot rishonot, the first three brachot of the Shmona Esrei, that's keneged, chesed, gvura, and tiferes. Keneged, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. V'shlosha achronot, and the last three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, they're connected Netzach, Hod, v'Yesod. Right? V'eluhem, and these are Ika, these are the main, v'shorish, and the shorish of the whole tefillah. Because this tefillah is the Olam HaMishpat, i.e., which are the six or seven lower midas. Our bracha emtsait, the middle brachas, emtsiot, hem, keneged sirot, shehem tosefet. They're against the sirot which are additional. Ulaze amar, right? And this it says, shisha kanim, the six kanim, the branches that come out of the menorah, shem keneged sfirot, shehem ikarim. They're against the main sfirot, like it said, chesed, right? Gvura and tiferes. And then the other three kanim, they're keneged netzach, hod, v'yesod. Ve'enam bechinat tosefet, they're not bechinat tosefet. These brachas aren't additionals. They're the main part, the main body of the menorah. Hinehem yotzim mitzideh, they come out from the side of the menorah. Shlosha kanei menorah mitzideh achad, three from one side. V'shem keneged chesed gvura tiferes. V'shlosha kanei menorah mitzideh shem, from the other side. Shem keneged netzach hod v'yesod. Hinei, know that it's a known thing. Ki anshe knes dagdola, right? Anshe knes dagdola, betchila, tiknu shtem esei brachot emtsayot. They only fixed another 12 brachas in the middle. Asher bein kulam, between all of them, hem shmona esrei. All together with the other six is 18. Ach bizman Rabban Gamliel, the time of Rabban Gamliel, tiknu bracha al akirat hamalshinim, to uproot those malshinim. Hey, laminim is the heretics, and the malshinim are those informers or those people who speak bad about Klal Yisrael. Bishvil, that needs a big tikkun. That needs a tikkun. Bishvil tikkun sfirat haketa, needs the fixing in the spheres of haketa, i.e. the pogem in spheres haketa. Pogem very, very high. But na'asu bein hakol, and now we have between all the brachas, tisha esrei brachot, 19 brachas. V'nimtzam, we find, b'chol shlosh tefilot, in all the three tefillas, shebekaf dalet sha'ot, in the 24 hours of the day, yesh tzadik hei bracha, there are 95 brachot. Shehem shtei chazarot, two chazaros of tefillah, of shachris and mincha, right? So we have two chazarot, which is 38 and 38, which is 76, and one more in Ma'ariv, which is 95. Yeah? That's communion, that's like the gematria of Hamayim, which is also 95. Ubezeh pirashti, b'siyata deshmaya, with this I explain, with God's help, shelach lachmecha al pnei Hamayim, send your bread on the waters. Ki berov hayamim timtze'ena, in the majority of waters you will find it. You will find the shefa parnasa, the influence of parnasa, tova, good parnasa, the tachtoni, which comes to the lower worlds, yimashech, will come al yedei tefillot, through a person's tefillot, like we mentioned in last week's parasha, right? Kel chesed, the union of parnasa, the shefa parnasa, the mazon, the zan, right? Gematria zan, the three tefillahs of the day. V'gam, that's in Parashat Mishpatim. Gam, biru nitzotzei kedusha, the clarification of those lost sparks of holiness which fell after the chet of Adam Arishon, or the chet ha'egel. Shehu mazon ha'elyonim, this is the mazon, this is the sustenance of the higher spheres, through which the spheres then get their mazon, and then they give the shefa to the lower worlds. Gam kein, yeah, is also, they get this uplifting of these nitzotzei kedusha, these sparks of holiness, al yedei tefillot, through a person's praying. Ach, yeh dava yom biyomo, however, this thing should be, this tefillah, which is yom biyomo, l'tzorech ha'partzuf, for the need of the partzuf, the partsuf vasfira shu keneged oto yom. That means each day, like very basically, simply speaking, the first day of the week is chesed, then the second day is gvura, till you get to Erev Shabbos, which is Yisod, and Shabbos is Malchus, and it's also Keter, but it's like, and then it goes to the next week. That's why Shabbos is the end of the week and the beginning of the next week. The Kamosh Katav, Rabbeinu HaRizal, like the HaRizal explained. Also Shabbos, you have all the Mochin on Shabbos, all. You have Chochma, Bina, you have Bina, Chochma, and then Keter. And then they bring that back into the Moch for the next week, and there's the Hashlam of the Moch of the previous week. Shabbos on a different level. That's a Tosefet, the Shema that we get on Shabbos. Like the three tefillahs, very simply on Shabbos, is Keneged Bina on night, Chochma during the day, and Keter in Mincha, and Keneged in Chitzonius in the three meals. But that's very simply speaking. V'lachein, Katav Rabbeinu HaRashash, the Rashash wrote, Zal, B'na Shalom, Shitzarich HaMitpalel, it's necessary for the person davening, Leda, Beze Partsuf Hi Otoshana, which Partsuf is in that year. Okay, so it means like even the years, right, there's a cycle here. You have 7,000 years. So you have, we're in the end, we're in Yesod, and then Yimot HaMashiach is going to be Malchus, that's the seventh, right? So we're in Yesod. So each year you have the Shemitah years, the seven within, that's why you have the seventh year of the Shemitah is like the big Shabbos in the terms of years. So you have the same concept of seven repeating itself. You understand? So you have to know which year you're in and which cycle of Shemitah you're in. So you have to know exactly where you are, and you're fixing that specific sphere and that specific time and that specific moment. Ube'ezah sphira hu oto chodesh, because the months also split into spheres. For example, the whole year is 12 months. So you have the six male months till Pesach, and from Pesach you have the six female months. So like it starts with Chesed, so you come to Adar, which is Yisod. And then similar to, you start with Chesed, which is Chesed, Pesach, which is Chesed, Nisan is Chesed. So you go to Elul, which is again Yisod. But that's the female month. Ube'ezah sphira, misphira, otah sphira, and which sphere in these spheres, hu otah shavua, he is in that week. Like I explained to you the weeks. Ube'ezah sphira, mishish ktsavot, of these six ktsavot, i.e. chesed to yisod, right? Chesed, vura, right? Etc. to yisod. The otah shavua, hu otah yom, which is the day. So even the weeks, right? You have certain part, certain sphere, and even the days within those weeks. This is according to the Rashash, this is saying. La'alot habirurim hamityachsim l'chol yom v'yom. You have to know what you're working in to mivar exactly that birur for that day. Kurui v'kenachon. Fittingly and in a proper way. Ayin sham. Look at the Rashash. And now explains the pasuk. Shalach lachmecha. Send your lechem. Hu hamazon. That's the mazon shulcha. Send your mazon. Al pnei hamayim. It's on the face of the mayim. Hem hashlosha tefilot. To the three tefilot. I send the birurim upwards on specific days, according to the specific sphere. Sheyesh behem brachot k'minyan hamayim. They have brachot like the minyan hamayim, which is tzadik hei. Right? Two chazaros of tefillah and the tefillah erev. That's k'neged hamayim. Ki barov hayamim timtzeenu. Kloma, davayom biyomo. Each day in itself, you will find, the majority of the days, we will find each day in itself, its specific biru for that day. Dim avayomo, because if that day passed and you didn't do its biru, you didn't do, clarify that was for that day, batel korbano. You lost, you missed out on that biru for that day.
Korbano.
Ubezeh yuvan, and this will be understood, b'siyat d'shmai, with help of God, la'ashem ha'yeshua alamcha birkate chaser. To God is our salvation, alamcha on our people birkate chaser will be your brachas. The yadu, it's known, ha'geula tiye b'schut ha'tfilot. The geula will be the schus, the merit of our davening. This is the Ariza. This is what it says. La Hashem Yeshua. Ta Hashem is the Yeshua. The Geula Hatida. The redemption in the, of the future. Yeah, and since. Ki alamcha birkatecha sela. Because of your people and their brachas, sela. Mispa sela hu tzadik hei. Because of the brachas of the tzadik hei, right? Remez le tzadik hei brachas shel shlosh hatfilot, right? Im hachazara shel hashliach tzibur, that will be the reason for Geula Hatida. Va'ama alamcha, for your people, ki yu atarot barosh Yisrael, there will be the crowns on the Jewish people, right? I.e. the crowns of the Jewish people will come back, aktarim will come back when comes Mashiach, right? We'll get our nasi v'nishma, aktarim, that we received in Hasina, we'll get them back. That's amcha sela, right? Alamcha. Sela b'schus, abrochas sela, the tzadik hei brochas. Gam'od, also, it's also mentioned, chut chesed ole tzadik hei, the chut, the thread of chesed is gematria 95, kominyan tzadik hei haniska, the 95 gematria of the all the tefillahs that we mentioned above, shimashech aleim chut chesed, will be nimshach on Klal Yisrael, this thread of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the tefillah, this mazon, this hashpa of chesed that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tzadik hei tefillahs. Well, this we can understand. Ve'ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. You should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Simcha, otiyot b'chamisha. You should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chamisha. Hem chamisha hatfilot haniskarot. When it says, ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, with the five tefillahs. The Arizal said, he was zochet his ruach HaKodesh because of simcha shel mitzvah. Right? The simcha the person has in his tefillahs and in his avoda brings him to the shefa of, right, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of Ruach HaKodesh, right? Va'amru, Rabboteinu Zal, our rabbis tell us, ein avoda ele tefillah, avoda is tefillah, right? That's avoda shebelev, like Gemara and Tani says. He's bringing here Midrash and Mishle. Ubezeh yuvan, and this will be understood, b'siyata d'shmaya, with help of heaven, o zarua le tzadik, the light is sown of a tzaddik, uli yishrei lev simcha, and those who are straight-hearted, they have simcha. V'hu ki, and this is because, yadua, it's known, the hachazan, hu b'chinat yisod, the chazan, the person who's davening, the shliach tzibur, he, this is the concept of yisod, right? Foundation. Hanikra tzaddik, who's called tzaddik. Tzaddik yisod olam, tzaddik is the foundation of the world, right? That's b'chinat yisod. From that is built the world. Right? Hu yeshlo or zarua. He has this light which is seeded, which is hidden in him. Hu or tefillah tamida. This is the awe of the tefillah. Vekare le or zarua. This is called the awe which is seeded in which he seeds into the world, the tzaddik through his tefillah. Loshen zruot. Right? Loshen that it's implanted. Ki halachash benetzach chod v'yisod. The tefillah, our first tefillah that we say by ourselves, is netzach chod v'yisod. V'chazara is a much higher level. It's b'chesed gvur and tiferet. It's a higher level. V'lekach, therefore, omrim oto b'kol ram. We say it in b'kol ram. Bli pachad. We don't have any pachad of the chitzonim. Remember, the lachash has to be said without hearing. So how comes we say the chazan says the chazaras of shatz? He says it with kol ram because it's a higher bechina. There's no pachad from chitzonim. Yeah. The whole tefillah. Let's say I'm saying shachris. The whole tefillah of shachris. When I'm saying my private prayer, the lachash, that's keneged netzachod yisod of that specific tefillah, right? Then the whole chazara is keneged. Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, right? That's what it means. Ule Yishrei Lev, Simcha, Ule Yishrei Lev, those who are straight in heart. Hem Hatzibu, they're straight in heart. Shemisimim Liban, they place their heart straight. Al HaChazara, with the Baal HaKorah, the person who's reading the Chazan. Shelo, Letzeti Dechovad, listening and answering to his words. As Bezeh, this, through this, Hem Shleimim B'Simcha, they complete with joy. Right, otiyot chamisha. They complete with all chamisha bechinot, which is netzach chod yisod, right, and chesed gvur tefillah. Shenimse gam hem mitpalim chamisha tefillot. Chamisha doesn't mean the sphere. It means the chamisha tefillot. They have now all the five tefillahs. Umash en kain, Otam, she'en ha'mesimim libam, nishmoa ha'chazara. Masha'en ken, those who don't listen to the chazara. Ein lehem chamisha tefillah. They don't have five tefillahs b'chol yom. Therefore, they don't have that simcha that these five tefillahs bring. Al-kein, tzarek lizaheh ma'od. You have to be very careful, al-zeh, with the chazara sashat, and to listen and to answer amen.